Good afternoon, this is Father Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I greet you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit on this day of Pentecost. Our readings for today, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, Psalm 104, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 3b to 13, and John 20, 19 to 23. Let us pray. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we come because You have called us. We come in the name of Jesus. We come to declare the Father's love. We come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and to worship You alone. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day, you open the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the holy sacraments, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Responding to the Holy Spirit. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, Luke describes the dramatic entrance of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. Luke writes, "When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability." The Message Bible has chapter 4 thus. "They started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them." The promise had been fulfilled. As the Jews celebrated the Feast of Weeks, the spring barley harvest, and more importantly, the giving of the law to Moses, approximately 120 disciples gathered together for prayer and fellowship, waiting on the promise of the Father. The Holy Spirit arrived. There was first the sound of a mighty wind, then tongues of fire resting on each of them. Another of God's promises was fulfilled. "A new heart," God said, "I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you." Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. The prophet Isaiah describes the Spirit thus: "The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord." More recently, Jesus promised, I still have many things to say to you. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. John 16, verses 12 and 13. Just before leaving his disciples on the Mount of Olivet, Jesus said to them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You will receive power from above. The source of that power had arrived. And so, empowered by the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in different languages as the Spirit gave them ability. It was indeed a supernatural event. The Holy Spirit enabled the disciples to speak in the languages of the Jews of the diaspora who had come to Jerusalem to the temple to celebrate the giving of the law to Moses, a pillar of Judaism. The gift of languages. This was the gift that was needed at that time. Devout Jews who came to worship in the temple would be receptive to the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ, hearing about it in a language they could understand and a language with which they were familiar. The Holy Spirit was indeed initiating mission and ministry. The Holy Spirit provided the gifts required by the disciples at that point of need to enable them to be witnesses for Christ. They were charged with spreading the gospel beginning in Jerusalem. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, they began, as we would say, with a bang. They preached the word with power. They preached the word with love. They preached the word convincingly. Luke records that Peter, quoting from the Psalms, from the prophet Joel, was able to convince people of the old covenant about the reality of a new covenant. On that day, the day of Pentecost, they convinced over 3,000 people to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The great movement, the church, started, and by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, continues today. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, Christians all over the world continue to spread the good news of God's love. Today, as members of the body of Christ, the church, we find ourselves, like the disciples in the Acts of the Apostles, facing a gigantic challenge. We are faced with the challenge of COVID-19 and the changes that this has wrought. A challenge which has brought to the fore many of our weaknesses and deficiencies in our mission and ministry in the world. In this situation, we are called to respond to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in order to continue to fulfill the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations. We have the assurance, even today, that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We are assured that the Holy Spirit will empower us with the gifts that we need as we face the challenges of these times. St. Paul reminds us that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 6. The gifts are available. Are we ready to yield, like the disciples, to the Holy Spirit? Are we ready to give expression to the gifts as the Spirit gives us ability? Or will we allow the tempter, to put fear and doubt in our hearts? We have to yield or surrender to the Holy Spirit. Like the disciples in the Acts of the Apostles, we must begin with prayer. We acknowledge that we must have unity among us. We must be of one accord, one heart, one mind, one vision. We must be open and trust the Holy Spirit will give us the gifts required at this point in time. Michael Green, in his book, I Believe in the Holy Spirit, affirms that the Holy Spirit is a spirit of power. Power to enable us to fulfill God's law. Power to enable us to be ready for the battle with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And power to transform us, to enable us to do the tasks that God has set before us. The task we must acknowledge is vital. The task before us is urgent. As we survey our nation, the Caribbean, and the world, we can be certain that the world needs the good news of God's love as demonstrated in the life and ministry, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The question God must be asking at this time is, who will go? Whom shall I send? Let us in faith respond. Here we are, Lord, send us. We will yield to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. We are available to use the gifts that you have given us. Take us, therefore, and use us in the power of the Holy Spirit to do your will for your people. The Lord be with you. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us. We want to be more like Jesus. We are seeking a kingdom where Jesus is King. So come, Holy Spirit, we want to be more like Him. Let us pray. Spirit of the living Christ, come upon us in the glory of your risen power. Spirit of the living Christ, come upon us in all the humility of your wondrous love. Spirit of the risen Christ, come upon us that new life may course within our veins. Mm-hmm. New love bind us together in one family. A new vision of the kingdom of God spur us on to serve you with fearless passion. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator, and renew the face of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit, Counselor, and touch our lips that we may proclaim your word. Come, Holy Spirit, power from on high, make us agents of peace and ministers of wholeness. Come, Holy Spirit, breath of God, give life to the dry bones of this exile age and make us a living people, holy and free. Come, Holy Spirit, wisdom and truth, strengthen us in the risk of faith. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the privilege is ours to be called to share in the loving, healing, and reconciling mission of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in this age and wherever we are. Since without you, we can do nothing good. May your Spirit make us wise. May your Spirit guide us. May your Spirit renew us. May your Spirit strengthen us so that we will be strong in faith, discerning in proclamation, courageous in witness, persistent in good news. This we ask through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for having renewed your church at various times and in various ways, by rekindling the fire of love for you through the work of your Holy Spirit. Rekindle your love in our hearts and renew us to fulfill the great commission which your Son committed to us, so that individually and collectively, as members of your church, we may help many to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Empower us by your Spirit to share with our neighbors and friends our human stories in the context of your divine story, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence. May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen. Remember that Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of this week are Ember Days, where we pray first for those to be ordained, for the choice of fit persons for ministry, and for all Christians in their vocation. And so we say continue to obey the regulations. If you don't have to go out, stay at home. Be safe. And remember, in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos Islands, test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, trust God. The Lord be with you.